You're listening to SBS News.
It's the end of the line for Bill Ngo's factory, which supplies office equipment to schools, universities and governments. Mr Ngo can no longer afford $8,000 a week rent for his warehouse in Sydney's West. He has to pack up 20,000 items and has sent them to storage.
We have to go.
The native Dao Chu speaker's family fled hardship in China, forging a new life in Cambodia processing rice. That was until a civil war forced them to flee again.
They got to be a killing field, they got to be cultural revolution. Somehow they let my father know.
The family escaped through the jungle, across the Cambodian border, into Vietnam.
My mom have a little bit of skill to make a street food, and a family of 10, too hard to survive on the street food.
Mr. Ngo travelled alone to a camp in Thailand. It's here where he was finally accepted into Australia as a refugee.
Even my broken English in the old days.
Plenty of job.
The first word I understand is overtime. Yeah. Because we need a lot of money.
Over nearly three decades, Mr. Ngo has hired many migrants and refugees as employees.
They can't speak the English. They couldn't find a proper job that we can teach them slowly how to make furniture.
Chief Executive Officer of the Refugee Council of Australia, Paul Power, is sad to see Mr. Ngo's business fold.
Refugees have overcome enormous barriers to get to Australia. You know, it's really sad to see businesses like this going under.
His daughter Jess and son Daniel are both qualified engineers, but they don't plan on continuing his life's work of making furniture. So as the costs mount, with few new orders to process, the family has just weeks to clear out.
I need some time to think over then my next step, and then I will come back and stronger.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.